We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, I don't know why I do it to myself. Givens, I don't know why I read the Jussie Smollett stories.
Okay, you know,
I get angry every time.
I too am a glutton for punishment, but I've gotten to the point where I see it, I get angry for a second, I don't click it, I just clear the notification and move on with my day.
Here's the thing, though. You know why I realized it makes me so angry?
Well,
because you got two corrupt people.
Yeah.
Right? You got two sides. You got the Chicago Police Department with a bad history.
Uh-huh.
You got Jussie Smollett with a mess in front of him. And they're both saying the other one's wrong, right?
Yeah.
And all you want is justice.
Something, yeah, some
and
kind
all
of.
All you want is justice. So, you know, I open the story and it says, oh, the city of Chicago is going to sue Jussie Smollett for the money that they wasted on this investigation. He said, screw you, I'm innocent, which is then again why I get angry. And then I got to deal with the city of Chicago and I got to stick up for them, which makes me want to cringe. And then I just, it doesn't work for me, right?
It's a nightmare.
So the whole thing is like a mess. And so they're going to sue him. They could get more than, they could get three times the amount that they spent on him.
I hope they do.
If they sue him. And they said that this may be the best way to do it because if he's found guilty in like the civil case where the city sues him for the money over the attack, that then the honchos at Empire could definitely fire him, you know, because they would have some proof. Because then basically a jury would say he did it even though it's a civil trial. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because the jury would say he cost the city this money they didn't have to spend because it was a fake thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they said it's just way more, the chance is higher that he would be found guilty because of the evidence. Like, it's pointing to he would be found guilty.
Uh-huh. I got to a point yesterday, and this is when I decided I'm not going to read any more stories. When I saw the one headline that said his bond that we thought was $100,000 was actually only $10,000.
Yeah, I said that to you on the air, and I don't think you heard that because it's only a 10% of the bond is what you pay, right? I've never even been to jail, and I knew that.
Yeah,
so I knew that he only, and they said that he only paid 10.
I thought it was $1 million that he had paid 10% of, so he paid 100. I had the numbers wrong.
When you sent me that text, I thought he must have not heard me the day I said that because I talk so fast anyway.
Well,
it doesn't surprise me.
I had
we talked
that it
about 100,000.
Yeah,
but then later I did say that he paid 10 of the 100 because the 10%.
Well, it was just numbers.
But
in my
again,
head.
Why do I know these things? I've never been to jail, Gibbons. I mean, I get why you know it.
Come on,
I'm
now.
I'm kidding. So
I'm not.
We'll see what happens, right, Jussie Smollett. Gonna get sued by the city, and then maybe that'll get him fired from Empire.
Jesus, man.
It's crazy. Here's Ellie Goulding. Happy Friday. The Brewers won. We're pumped.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't know who the lottery winner is, though.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's time for good news.
So much good
you
news.
You want to go first?
Well, I mean, first of all, opening day, the Brewers won big.
That was obviously good news.
Christian Yelich hit a home run. Lorenzo Cain saved the day.
Yep.
But I've got even better news.
Okay.
I'm taking a major step in my life. I'm trying to adult a little more, Allie. So I've started the process. I haven't completed it, but I've started the process of throwing away all of my socks that have holes in them. My holy socks. I love my holy socks. My girlfriend
time
yells
to grow up.
My girlfriend
time
yells
to go buy
me.
New ones when they don't. Yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend's like, you gotta get rid of those socks.
They probably gross her out.
Of
no offense, it's a turn off.
No, I know.
Like, you need to take care of yourself if you want your woman to be attracted to you a little bit.
I know, but
you got dirty socks are not gonna do it for her, dude.
They're clean and they smell good. They're just a little holy. I wear them to church. They're my holy socks.
We all have our faults, Givens. But as a woman, holy socks, it makes me feel like I'm dating a child. Like, I have to keep it real with you.
I swear to
Come
God.
Come on.
Dude,
you gotta grow up.
You sound just like
your
my girlfriend. All right, you know
good thing you moved in together. together before you knew all these things about each other. Jesus Christ.
Even better news, I'm going to leave work today and go get new socks, damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, out of being forced to, like, because your mother basically told, two moms basically yes. told you to go get them.
You're right.
Oh, Givens. Only, you would have holy socks, so it's
you're damn right. What is your good news, my
well,
lady?
I lost 2 pounds mm-hmm. Yesterday. They tried to say it was 5, and I said, well, I don't know, because, you know, I gained 2 in water last week.
Yes.
And I said, no. I'm going with from what I started with to what I'm at right now.
Okay.
So I lost another 2.
Okay.
In my mind, which would then be 134, I think.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Dude.
So it was a big day. But, you know, and she just, I've been so swollen, like water. And I eat healthy, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I holding so much water? Like, we could see it on the scale. You can see how much water I'm holding. And it was like a ton.
It's really
she goes,
cool.
And the owner of Medical Weight Loss and Wellness, Kelly, said, I don't know what is going on. Everyone's holding water this week and last week. She goes, I don't know if it's the weather. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
That is strange.
Because the weather has gotten a little warmer and you forget our bodies adjust.
Yeah.
Now, this may not be it, okay?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm not a medical professional. Good
but
news
anyway,
is.
The good news is I lost 2 more pounds.
Hell yeah, yeah. Woo!
Bring it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Okay, so here's what we know about the Powerball winner. They have not come forward, and quite frankly, I don't think they should. I think you'd be an idiot if you came forward yesterday with $700 million.
Oh my God.
I would think it would take days or weeks to get your affairs in order when you're about to claim that type of money
easily, safely.
So the fact that no one claimed it actually made me feel better.
Yeah.
And then I just hope someone knows they won. That's my other fear.
True.
But it was sold at the Speedway on Beloit and Moreland, right off of 43 southbound towards,
oh
you know,
God.
Maguanago, Big Bend. That's the Moreland exit it's off of, not the one by, you know, Brookfield. So New Berlin, they had the winner right there at that Speedway. And it was bumping yesterday when I went by there.
Yeah,
I drove by because I live in New Berlin.
Yeah, right
so
there.
So I was out and about, and I'm like, I should drive down there because I take just the straight up money, they'll get $477
million.
And so really, this is what I told Gibbons yesterday. I just want to know who won so I can move on with my life.
Yes.
Like, tell me the details and then I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could be someone from New Berlin. It could be someone passing through on the freeway.
Yeah, given that it's right off the freeway.
Right off the freeway.
It could be
a guy in East Troy driving to Milwaukee for work. Like, who the hell knows?
Oh, man.
It could be anyone.
You
know
what I mean?
We gotta
know.
I'm dying to know.
See, you say you want to know who it is so you can move on with
That's
your life.
That's right. I do.
I want to know who
Unless
it is.
Unless it's someone I know.
I want to know who it is so I can find out who they are. So I can ask them for a loan. I'm just trying to pay my rent. All I'm trying to do is pay my rent at the end of the day.
Wait till you win the lottery one day and everybody hits you up for their rent money that you don't know. You're gonna be like, take your rent and shove it up your butt.
How suspicious do you think every employer was to every employee who happened to, quote, call out sick yesterday?
Seriously.
Like, are you going to opening day or did you win the lottery? What is it? Because you know you're not really sick.
I told
sick.
You, Givens, I wouldn't have quit my job yesterday. I would have called in sick and then hyperventilated. And then I would have been like, I don't know what to do now.
And then I would have disappeared and been off the grid.
But I totally would have called in sick and told no one if I won the lottery.
Oh, dude.
So if someone called in sick to your work,
that's what I'm saying. They're
FBI
a little
on
suspect.
The case.
I love it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie!
Dark what?
Stop talking
what?
About Diet Coke from McDonald's.
Oh my God, why?
And do the dirt. We're working here, Allison.
Oh, jeez, I was busy. Sorry.
Real busy. Real busy. Stunting on social media for intern Jack Jack.
Yes, intern Jack Jack, don't move. I have something for you. I asked him to swing through and give me some caffeine because some dum-dum broke the coffee machine on opening day. So it had to be somebody on the sports station because they would have been here all day and they're not normally here, so they're dumb and they don't know how to use it because they're not here every day, right?
No. It's a Keurig machine and the person put the Keurig cup in upside down.
Idiots.
There's no excuse for that.
It was dumb. So I had him get me a Diet Coke and then I proved on social media that I can tell the difference between a regular or a diet from McDonald's by looking through the lid. I have perfected it. If they hand me a regular soda, I go, this is regular, and I hand it right back and they're like, huh?
Spot on, dude.
So thank you, Jack, for getting me a Diet Coke. Here's your reward. Cracker Jack, and there's a prize inside every time. Have a great day, Jack.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy Friday. You're like one of my children. I'm like, here you go, son. Here's some Cracker Jacks. All right, let's talk about who filed for annulment 4 days after getting married.
Yeah, because I haven't heard of any big celebrity weddings in the last week
Seriously,
or so.
I didn't know he got married because, well, it's him. Nicolas Cage, who's a movie star, right? Who's here and there. We haven't seen him in a while, really, but it was just that he got married and then annulled it after 4 days.
What is...
He married this chick in Nevada, Brian Vegas, right?
He lives in Vegas. And
oh,
he's
he does.
He's like the king of Las Vegas. He didn't live there when I lived there.
That was a long time ago, though.
Oh, no, I mean, in the last couple of years.
Is he like Wayne Newton?
Yes. He got into some kind of a fight or a disagreement a couple of years ago in Vegas. Got into like some legal trouble out there, so... I mean, between that and getting divorced after 4 days, what the hell happened?
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, and a lot of celebrities go to Vegas because it's still fun and busy, but you can get away from the paparazzi. Well, anyway, they said that he applied for a marriage license last week in Vegas, but then it turned out he had actually gotten married the same day he applied for the license.
Jesus.
Yeah, the whole thing got issued on March 23rd.
Guy moves quick.
And nobody has any clue what happened between the two of them in the 4 days. But now Nicolas Cage wants out of the marriage 4 days after. It's so bizarre.
I can tell you exactly what happened.
He got married and he was drunk or what?
They're in Vegas. They're partying their ass off. This girl is probably way younger than he is, smoking hot out of his league. And he goes, oh, I'm going to marry you, baby. Let's go.
You're right. They were wasted in Vegas. And that explains why the marriage license was done the same day.
Uh-huh.
Even though he's trying to change it. Now it's his fourth marriage.
Oh, fourth time the charm. Wait, fourth marriage lasted 4 days?
Fourth.
You can't write that sort of thing.
Fourth marriage, 4 days. She's a makeup artist. That's all I know, but who cares?
In about 6 months, he's going to have that fifth one for the thumb. You know he's going to have marriage
drunk.
Number five.
Get the chapels out of Vegas. You see how many messed up... Britney got married on accident. Nicolas Cage. How many people have to get married because they're drunk on accident? Okay, get rid of the chapels, people.
Triple H.
You're setting us up for failure.
Triple H and Stephanie McMahon and WWF got married in a Vegas chapel in the 90s. Yup.
Oh, my
craziness.
God.
Crazy.
Is there anyone cool in the 90s that got married?
Wait. Oh, hold on. Yes. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith. Remember when they went to Vegas on the Fresh Prince? And Shaft married them?
No.
You don't. Oh, I wish it was Throwback Thursday.
I love
perfect.
Fresh Prince, but you grew up in Philly, so you probably know every episode like the back of your
hand. Well, I mean, in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground.
Yeah, so it would mean more to you than it would everyone else, is my point.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all shooting.
Gibbons, everybody knows that song. Everybody knows the Fresh Prince song.
I'm just trying to be
cool.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. I'm sorry, I was just putting my evidence together to prove my point, Gibbons.
It's like a trial
here at Kiss FM today.
So what's going on? What's this test you got?
I can tell by looking through a lid if it's Diet Coke or regular Coke, and I just proved it, did I not? Did I just prove it to you and Jack-Jack? Intern Jack-Jack, you can come in here.
Jack-Jack, get in here.
I just proved it.
So you said you have this ability, okay?
Uh-huh. Nobody believed me.
And
it's not even ability. It's just learning the difference between what they look like.
I didn't not believe you. I just thought... I didn't believe you.
You didn't believe me.
I thought I was a lunatic.
How can you look through a lid, a plastic blurry lid, and tell whether it's diet or regular?
And then...
Yeah.
Intern
Jack-Jack.
I didn't think you were going to get it either. I thought
that was
just...
Of course I was. Do you know how much McDonald's Diet Coke I've drank in my life? They should be paying me to drink their Diet Coke, quite frankly. Seriously. It's so funny because I can tell because when I get a regular and I take a sip, I started noticing a difference in how bubbly it was.
Yeah.
Got to the point where I now can tell if it's regular or diet.
So you said you could tell.
Yeah.
Jack-Jack brings the soda in. He takes a soda over to you.
Yeah.
You look at it.
I had him bring them separately.
Yes.
Bring one at a time.
The first one you looked at, without exaggeration.
I knew it was a Diet Coke.
You looked at it for about a second and a half.
Yeah.
You glanced down and said, that's diet.
It's darker and less bubbly. I can't explain it.
And that was when I believed you even less than I believed you before. Because I'm like, she's selling it so well, it can't be real.
Dude, I don't lie. I don't sell crap.
But then you said, well, no, come here, look. And then you explained to us how.
And then
how,
I showed you.
And you 1,000% can. And I was flabbergasted.
Well, I put the video on Kiss Instagram. I'm going to put it on Facebook, too. And you can go see me try to explain the difference. I don't know. You can't tell on the camera, though. You'd have to... I think you'd really have to see it in person.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to see on the video.
It's hard to see the
why
bubbles.
It's different. But in person... I swear, the Diet Coke, and you can text into 71037 or call 414-799-1037. It's Friday, so I'm keeping it light, okay?
Yeah.
So you can tell that the diet is darker.
Did you now?
It's just a darker color and less bubbly. I don't know.
Learned this from experience? Like
experience. More than experience. Nobody taught it to me. Nobody said anything. The problem was I got enough wrong orders. The problem. I got enough wrong orders that I started to notice the difference on what they look like. And I thought, is there something to this? And so then I started, and now I'm almost like a freak.
Well,
that's true, but now I'm a freak about this.
That's what I'm saying about this.
Every time I drive and get a Diet Coke at McDonald's, I look down, and before I pull off, and I don't taste it. Now I look down, and I can tell. It's so weird.
I feel
calm by looking at it, knowing I can tell. Isn't that weird?
It's totally weird.
I'm telling you. But if one, stop giving me the... You know what? I hate regular soda. I've never liked it. It's been... Thank God, because it's got so much sugar. For me that I don't like it, but... I don't even drink it, and I can tell the difference. What does that tell you about how many times I've gotten the wrong soda? What does that tell you?
Seriously.
If I can tell the difference between the two, and I don't order regular Coke, how many times have you given me a regular Coke?
And I mean, you've spent the last like 8 months transforming your life with keto.
Yeah,
and
I don't even go to McDonald's that much.
One of those Cokes could ruin your ketosis and take you out of keto.
Oh,
right?
It did once. They hate me on Highway 100
Son
and National.
Of a bitch.
I went in there. They must hate me there. I went in there. I go, I can't have sugar.
Right?
You gave me a regular soda.
Oh.
The girl looked at it and handed it to me. And so when I realized it was regular, I really got mad.
Let's see how crazy
they
you are.
They fixed it.
We got a caller here. Kiss FM.
Oh, jeez. Are they going to say I'm nuts?
I don't know. Let's see.
Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Haley.
Hey, Haley. What's going on?
I feel you, girl. I'm a Diet Coke fanatic.
Yes.
I have been since I came out of the womb.
Ah!
I can tell, too.
Amen, sister. Can you tell the difference by looking at it, the regular and the diet, like in a cup?
Oh, you betcha, girl.
So if you have a McDonald's cup or any cup, you can look through the lid and be able to tell?
Yep, you always just turn it to the side, and you can see that the Coke is definitely lighter than the Diet Coke.
Lighter color, and it has more bubbles. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kevin's is mind blown.
I
never visually could do it until recently, and now I can do it.
You know,
trust me.
Being in ketosis has made you a
being in keto. Yeah, being in keto. I'm telling you, because I don't want the sugar, and I freak if I take a sip of a regular soda. I mean, that's like, you know how much sugar is in those things?
A buttload, yeah.
It's like accidentally eating a piece of chocolate cake on your diet. It's like equivalent to that.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So funny. Well, thanks, Haley.
Yeah, you guys have a good Friday.
Yeah, you too, girlfriend.
We got some text at 71037.
Can they tell the difference?
Someone says,
between regular and diet?
You're not weird. You're awesome. I agree, but you are so weird.
Oh, I thought they were going to say, you're not weird. You're a freak.
That's
what they were going to say.
Yes, I am with you, Allie.
Interesting.
I live for Diet Coke. I want that orange vanilla Coke to come in diet.
Oh,
no.
Barf.
No.
I'm a regular Diet Coke person, but hey.
Dude.
Thank you. Try it sometime. Look at the two next to each other. See if you can tell.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All right, so the Bucks are just killing it this season.
Yeah.
And Gibbons fills me in on these things.
Damn straight. Gotta let you know.
Weren't they number one in the league, you said, at one point?
They still are. Yep.
So then that's a fantastic.
They're killing it, right?
Yeah, and I was telling my sister, we got the dude, Pat, what's his name? The new guy with the long hair. We just talked about him off the air.
Did you identify who the guy was? I couldn't figure out the guy with the long hair.
Who's the guy we just got, though? The guy that the guy who's old that was on the Lakers, Pal.
Oh, Pal Gasol.
Gibbons, thank you.
You're pointing out a guy who didn't play.
He's the only one I know. That's the worst part.
Besides
Giannis.
Well, guess what?
Which is why I am glad they got him. So, what happened with Giannis, though? Because he's so important to them being number one, right?
Yeah, speaking of Giannis, he might be the MVP of the league this year. Playing the game last night, right? The hotly contested game. They won by 10 points. They're playing the Los Angeles Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And Giannis goes up and he dunks the ball, right? And then he lands gingerly on his ankle. He hits the floor and starts grabbing his ankle in great pain.
He got hurt.
And my heart dropped to my feet. Because this is the same ankle he sprained last week.
Oh,
he missed a couple games. and he had to be helped to the bench. Luckily, he stayed on the bench. He didn't have to go back and get any work done immediately. But
when do playoffs start?
A couple weeks. There's like eight games left in the regular season.
Basketball goes way too long because the problem is opening day starts and then people move over to the next thing.
It's true.
Kind of like when baseball ends. If the Packers start rolling, like you forget about it. You know what I mean?
Yep. But they're not going to forget about anybody this year because the Bucks are going all the way.
So wait, are they? Because is Giannis going to be okay?
We don't know.
How do we know?
I'm being an optimist here. He's probably got a sprained ankle. He's going to be all right. And if I'm the Bucks, okay,
let the sports expert talk, okay? If I was the Bucks, I would sit him for the rest of the regular season and I would prepare for the playoffs. That's my hot take on the Bucks because
they're going to get in the playoffs whether he plays or not.
Yeah,
so
they're going to be the best team in the league regardless.
Yeah.
They have like a 6-game lead for the best team
in
the league.
Then they better not lose in the first round of the playoffs.
So why would you say that?
I'm just saying you better keep – then they got to win the whole
thing. They're going to.
Okay, I'm in.
They're going to.
All right.
Man.
When did the playoffs start again?
A couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, not
so
soon
rest
enough.
Giannis. Let him the injury heal.
Yep.
Nice. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday. Yes. All right. Let's do this. It is a Dad Joke Friday. We do it every single Friday.
It's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing. I won last week, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I just grabbed that trophy. Let's go ahead and
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday. You got lucky.
Yes, baby.
You got lucky last week.
I'm going to set Batman right there, and then whoever wins gets him this week.
I got some heat this week.
Oh, you do.
You better believe I do.
We'll see about that. Mallory in Germantown. Hey, girl.
Hey.
What's going on, Mallory? Are you ready to be our judge for Dad Joke Friday?
I am.
What's happening in Germantown?
I'm really serious, Dad, but I am pumped.
Oh, she's pumped. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
What's happening in Germantown? Anything exciting?
Not much.
All right, great.
Not much, no.
All right, let's go for it. Gibbons, do you want me to go first since I won last week?
As the defending champ, I think it's only right that you go first.
Fair enough.
First person to get three laughs wins Dad Joke
Mallory,
Friday.
Totally up to you if you decide to laugh at the jokes or not, okay?
Okay, no pressure.
You just laugh if you want to laugh. If you don't think it's funny, be silent. Here we go.
All right.
Okay. First one. When do people start using their trampolines more?
I don't know. When?
Springtime! Oh, damn it.
Nothing.
Fine.
All right.
Fine. What do you got?
I got this already. What do you call a carpenter that hates losing?
What do you call a carpenter that hates losing?
A saw loser.
That was pretty good.
Ha, 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 ha.
I literally am making the huh face.
Mallory's my girl.
All right, here we go. Ready for the next one?
Oh, here we go. What you got?
And the Lord said unto John, come forth, and you will receive eternal life. But John came fifth and won a toaster. God, she doesn't get any
Man,
that tough crowd.
That one, I got to admit, that one was very funny.
Well, yeah, he came fifth, and he got a toaster.
And I like how you held your arms out all the Jesus pose.
Well, I was trying to act like I was a woman of, you know, God.
You're holier than now, Allie over here. Jesus.
The move would have helped the joke.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical. All right, Gibbons, you're up.
What did one nut say when it was chasing the other nut?
I don't know. What did it say?
I'm a cashew.
Your jokes are so dumb.
Exactly.
And did you use that last week?
No, I did not use it last week.
Was that three already?
No,
are
that's
we done?
Two. That's two.
Oh,
no,
geez, I'm like, is this over? Like, can we just move on with our lives then?
Oh, when she's losing, she doesn't want to keep going,
I'm
huh?
I'm not the one who carries the trophy around for a week and brags about it. I win and I move on with my life.
Well, guess what?
So go ahead and try to pin me in the corner.
I like to enjoy my victories and I love them a lot. And I'm going to get another one this week. Unless maybe you start bringing the heat.
Should I even read a joke? Or
No, you should. You know
should
what?
Just cut to Gibbons?
No, make it a funny joke, Allie. How about that?
Okay.
So
I was doing it. Dude, you can't. You're pumping your own self up.
I am.
He literally said something and he goes, see, shots fired. Like somebody else has to say that, Gibbons.
I'm ready to go. What you got?
He literally yelled at me and then went, mic drop.
You damn right I did.
I was at an interview. The interviewer said, your resume says you take things too literally. And then I looked at him and I was like, when the hell did my resume learn to talk? She doesn't get any of it. You're lying. It's okay. I get it. You don't think it's funny. I've accepted it, Mallory.
Okay.
So you got a point. You got one.
Dude, my buddy, sad news. his wife is leaving him, right? Because he's obsessed with Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said to her?
What?
May divorce be with you.
I was waiting. I knew she would crack up.
Oh, wait. He went 3 for 3. I went 3 jokes, 3 laughs, and I'm the winner for Dad Joke Friday. I'm by myself. Bad Joke Friday.
Yes, because you sound like an egotistical maniac.
I like winning.
Go ahead. Give yourself a pump up. Let's go.
I'm the winner of Dad Joke Friday.
He's literally patting himself on the back.
Got my funny bone on.
Oh, Mallory, thank you for calling in today, pretending to be Mallory in Germantown. We love you as Given's girlfriend in real life. We know it's really Aaron on the phone.
Thank you, sweetie.
I love you. This is all rigged. I'm kidding.
You very much, my dear.
No, Mallory, thank you so much, girl. Have a great Friday.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hell to the nah. When you hear a song that makes you flash back to a car accident as a kid. Thanks, J-Lo.
We didn't mean it.
Apparently, somebody got into a car accident while listening to Waiting for Tonight, and we just traumatized them by playing it again.
Uh-huh.
What's your hell to the dog, Gibbons?
Dude, so I'm at the park yesterday with my girlfriend's kids. It's a beautiful day out.
Yeah.
And there's these kids that are no older than 13, 14, maybe 15 at the most, like mm-hmm. 6 of them,
yeah.
sitting on a park bench just smoking weed. In the middle of the day, on a park bench.
Yeah, and you're horrified by this or shocked.
The kids are 13, 14 years old. Hey, they should be
you're
in school.
You're so funny. You know what? My friend, well, obviously, I mean, my, you could have called the cops. There's probably spring break, Gibbons. Duh. They shouldn't have been in school. That's why they were out. I've seen kids at the park all week because of spring break. Never mind. You dumb. And you need to, come on.
My girlfriend's daughter's on spring break next week, and I didn't even think of spring break.
I have a friend who's a teacher in elementary school, and she's like convinced the kids are smoking the pot on their vape. Like, they're not supposed to be smoking the vapes anyway, but
no.
She's like, I'm telling you. She said she's always looking at the teachers going, they're smoking pot. And they're hiding it. And I was like cracking up.
I've heard from someone I used to call a friend.
It's not funny for children to be, it's not funny, but she's like convinced.
I've heard they kind of look the same, the marijuana things and the regular vapes. That's what I've heard one time.
Who's on the phone?
Oh, we got Stacy on the phone. What up, Stacy?
Hi.
What's your hell to the nah, girlfriend?
When you are calling nonstop to get J-Lo tickets and the people who get through don't know the frickin' answers.
Touché, darling. Fair enough.
Screaming at my radio.
I know. They get on the air. I try to explain to somebody. They get on the air and they freak out. Like,
yeah.
That was such a dumb, obvious question. And she's sitting there questioning herself for 5 minutes while we're going, just shout out the answer.
While she knows the answer, but she's second guessing.
And then I asked Gibbons, have you ever met a girl named Max? No.
Nope.
But I was questioning it, too.
Jennifer Simpson's daughter's name is Max.
What's that?
Jessica Simpson's daughter's name is Max.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Jessica Simpson, they keep, yeah, and she just had a third baby.
My mind is blown.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I know, but I just, it's
I want to say Jessica Simpson, who the hell cares anymore, but she just had her third baby, and I did see that, yeah. So, mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense. So. Yeah, you're right. Well, thank you. I mean, there are girls named Max, obviously, somewhere in the world, but.
We're talking about spring break. We got a text at 71037. Yeah. When all your other teacher friends have spring break now, and you still have to wait another month.
Oh. You know what's funny? Hudson is on spring break this week. Owen's not on it till after Easter at the
Easter's
end of April.
They're literally a month apart for spring break?
Yeah, exactly.
How?
Yeah, but there are two different school districts just for this year until Hudson starts kindergarten next year.
Okay.
He's in 4K right now. So they have a month apart. But I told Owen, I'm like, you're going to get to be laughing at Hudson when he's going to school. And you should be happy if you have the later spring break.
Yeah, it's going to be nicer outside.
You're having FOMO now, but you win in the end.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great. He tries to guess who you're thinking of. Yes or no answers. And we've got somebody on the phone right now. Gibbons, get in here.
Hey there. It's Friday night and I feel all right and the party's here on the west side.
This guy. Do you even know what song he was referencing?
No.
Oh, Montel Jordan, this is how we do it.
Come on now. You had to sing it correctly.
You
didn't sing it right.
Night,
and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side.
Okay, we did not sing it right then either. My
did
gosh.
That sound a little more familiar, Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, girl. You're going to play Gibbons the Great. Let's do this.
Are you thinking of a man?
No.
Might this be an adult more than 17 years old?
Yes.
Perhaps you're thinking of someone who has children of their own?
Yes.
Possibly on your mind is someone that creates some music?
Yes.
Is this person a rapper?
Nope.
Is there a black person on your brain?
Nope.
Maybe you got a blonde-haired person on your brain?
Nope.
Perhaps this character that you're thinking of sings country music?
Yes.
On your mind, is there someone with red hair up top?
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh, she's like, no.
Oh, me got it. Let me clear up my crystal ball. Oh, we be thinking of one of my favorites and one of me celeb crushes from when we was a kid, and that'd be Reba McEntire.
Oh, why did you do that?
Oh, my God. Gibbons, you were in love with Reba McEntire.
Listen here.
Everybody's in love with Reba McEntire.
You're damn right.
Wasn't she like 30 years older than you, Gibbons? She could have been your mother.
Listen here, okay?
She could be my mother.
You know who me had a crush on when we loved Reba McEntire, too?
Who?
Barbara Walters, who was a Gibbons a great guest earlier in the week, a couple weeks ago.
Hey, Carrie. Tell him not to admit these things.
We've all got our weird things, okay?
And one of being in love with an 80-year-old woman named Barbara Walters is not one of my things. You weirdo.
But it'd be one of mine. I love her and me love Reba. You tried and you failed to stump me this morning, Bumbleclot.
I can't believe you got that one.
Oh, you better believe it and tell all
your
friends.
You're good, Gibbons. You're good.
Thanks, Carrie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
I would like to offer some advice to everyone listening.
I would love it.
When it comes to contests involving your children on social media, ask your friends one time for one contest to vote for your kid. One time, one contest only, okay?
Okay.
Because my friends Jeff and Beth back in New Jersey.
Jeff and Beth.
The great couple. They had a baby together, and I was super happy for them, right? Because they were trying. They couldn't get pregnant. They got pregnant. They had the baby. All well and good. Mm-hmm. When Beth was like 6 months pregnant, I get a Facebook message. Hey, dude, we're trying to win a free nursery for our newborn baby. Can you go to this website and like our picture? Sure, no problem. I go to the website.
You're nicer than me because I just go, nope, I move on through the feed.
They're good friends of mine, so I figured, why not?
I'm good.
So the day after that.
You think your friends are voting for you. People don't give a damn. They're secretly acting like they are.
Well, I voted, okay?
And I believe that about you.
The day after. Hey, would you mind throwing the link up on your Facebook page? I went...
That's when people get on my last nerve. Share my post? No. I get that all the time. Will you share my post about something I'm selling? Hell no. Like, when I get those, I just laugh. I'm like, no.
Well, would you mind commenting on it? Because I know if you comment on it, Facebook will see that you commented on it, and your friends in New Jersey, because you have a lot of friends in New Jersey, they'll see it, and they'll want to comment on it. And I said...
No, they won't. No, and they won't go vote either. They won't care. They won't give a damn if they see your baby in their newsfeed. In fact, they actually won't care.
I was like, no, dude, no. And then, it was all well and good. I said, all right, cool. That's done. They know I'm not going to do it. They know not to overstep their bounds. All good.
So you said no.
I said no, and I didn't do it. I stuck to my guns.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody has to share anybody's crap.
Until everything was cool, until 2 days ago, when they sent me a message. Hey, we're trying to win a portrait package for our baby. Can you go like this thing on JCPenney's website so we can win portraits for our baby? And I'm like, no! That's it.
Are they just sending the same general message to everybody, by the way?
Oh, and I mean, it was personalized for me. I know you have a lot of friends around here. I know you can influence people around here.
So they're basically using you to get more likes.
They're trying to get...
Because you have more Facebook friends because you got a job at a radio station.
Exactly. So you know what I said to them?
They're really friends with you. I mean, they really are. Can you tell?
And I said to them, I said, you know what? You want to have all these likes and all these comments? Get a damn job at a radio station yourself and go do it, okay? Because I'm working here. Trying to use me for clout.
And then did they win?
No, they didn't win anything. Nope. Nope, they ended up not winning. Yeah. Well, the one contest is still going on, but I'm not voting. I'm done.
Well, that's the problem with these damn contests is people try to find someone to make them go viral. Like, well, I know someone, so, you know.
I'm just like, leave me alone. Let me live my life. So let it be known to all my friends out there listening who might be pregnant or are expecting a baby. I'll tell you your kid's cute. I will love that little snooky whoopings, but I ain't liking your baby crap. I'm not sharing
what
your
contest.
What if
their band's up for something and you got to go vote? What if it's a restaurant up for something and you got to go vote? Will you go to it?
Oh, that's a different thing, different subject for a different time. Right now, we're on the baby stuff. Leave your babies the hell out of here. Okay?
Don't ask me to vote for nothing, dude. Go away.
You're
okay?
Done with it, huh?
I'm good.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, Jussie Smollett, how is Chicago going to deal with this? Because they dropped the charges.
Yep.
There were just some federal charges against him that had nothing to do with the city. The feds were going to have to deal with it about, you know, basically reporting a false hate crime and stuff.
And
but,
recouping all the money from the investigation,
yeah,
et cetera.
Well, he only paid 10 grand because his bond was $100,000 and they kept that. But that doesn't cover the whole investigation. It costs $130,000.
Man.
To do them for all the overtime they said they had to pay, you know, in this infamous attack. You know?
Yep.
So, Jussie has been continuing to maintain his innocence.
Throughout everything.
Which is bizarre, because all the people around him are going, no way, he's guilty, and we're pissed that they're not going to go through with the trial, because it's just not worth it. It would have been this big hoopla, and he would have ended up with the same thing. Mm-hmm. Community service and a fine, right?
Yeah.
So they were like, but they're still pissed. The police chief went off on him. The mayor went off on him and said he's still guilty, you know? So now the city's saying they're going to try to sue him to recoup the money that they spent on the investigation. So it would be a civil trial now.
Okay.
So they would sue him civilly, and then if they win, he'd have to pay 3 times the amount back to the city. Hey. So they would get even more back as he continues to maintain his innocence. Okay? This whole thing is a mess.
And this would
is
be
it not?
Yeah, more than a mess.
It makes me cringe when I see him deny it, because I don't believe it. And I'm like, if by any chance he is like has the odds of the lottery winner and he's actually telling the truth and this is a conspiracy, I die. But
oh my
it's
God.
Not looking that way, because the brothers alone, the two black brothers, after he said he got attacked by white people. I mean, it's like so obvious he was lying.
Nothing matches up at all.
So it's a little, I mean, even the people that know him on the set weren't buying it. And they know him.
And the fact,
come on.
Like, he changed his phone number and only gave his new phone number to those on the cast who were supporting him. And then he showed up to the set right after he got out of jail and was like, hey guys, I'm here.
Trying
like,
to get more attention, right?
Come on,
because he knew the cameras were following him, so he went to Empire.
Uh-huh.
And because, you know what he was trying? They said the whole thing was so he could get more money out of the producers.
Yeah.
And say, look how relevant I am now that I'm on TV with this scandal. That was like the basis and the motive for why. That's what they're claiming, okay? So the fact that he went to the Empire set sells that story too. I mean, that just... that makes them look like they're telling the truth, because it's so absurd. Who goes to the set with cameras following them, the media following them right after court? It's like...
I mean, I'm a WWE fan, and even I'm saying that sounds like a setup. I'm just saying,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, a little shady. So,
just a little bit.
Look, and they said, and if he's found guilty in the civil trial, then Empire would have more grounds to fire him, because then he's found guilty, at least civilly.
In some kind of
they
court.
Could have something, you know? Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. The city is still coming for him. They're not, because a lot of people are angry.
Yeah, and rightfully
so. A lot of people
so.
Think
I
he's
mean,
lying and think that he wasted everyone's time and want some justice. They don't think it's been served, so.
Waste of time and resources,
mm-hmm.
you know?
So we'll see what happens. That's the update.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All right. It is time. It's Friday.
Oh, yes.
The show is ending, people.
Mm-hmm.
So we always talk about what we learned on the show today. Givens, what did you learn?
Okay, so we've known that you are an expert investigator.
Correct. I call myself FBI Alley. I even have a shirt that someone made me that says FBI Alley.
And there have been cases that you have solved.
Correct.
But I learned this morning that you have the ability to identify sodas,
yes.
if it's diet or regular, based on just... without exaggeration, looking inside the cup with the top on it for about a half a second.
Yeah, and you know the McDonald's cups are not clear.
No.
They're like cream almost. And so if I can look through the top of the soda and tell you if it's diet or regular, and I did it today and I put it on social media. So if you go to the Kiss FM Facebook, you'll see it on our story.
Yep.
And I also put it on the Kiss FM Instagram. So
I swear to God, because intern
did I prove to you that I could do it when you gave me two sodas? I showed you which was which.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt. I thought, I swear to God, I thought you were fooling around the entire time because you looked so quickly and went, that's diet, and handed it right back to him.
You know what's sad, though? Do you know why I can tell the difference? Because I've been given the wrong drink so many times. So I've learned the difference between, and I can't have sugar, dude. I'm on keto. Don't mess with me. Don't give me a damn regular soda or you're going to get lit up. You're messing with a hangry girl who can't have sugar, and you give her sugar. You want to play? Come on. I'm getting all worked up again. No, but really, I can tell by looking because the Diet Coke is darker.
Uh-huh.
And the regular Coke has more bubbles, and that's all you need to know. Light brown, regular Coke, dark brown, Diet Coke.
Try it sometime,
people. So I look, and then before I pull off now. Uh-huh. Yes.
If you were, since you're in keto, you're in ketosis, if you were to take a sip of it, mm-hmm. would that totally ruin you? One sip? Okay.
No, because it's happened, and I freaked out.
Man.
I drank a regular soda, and I don't freak out if I accidentally, it's not like I accidentally had a sip of soda. It was the fact that I don't know what's in that. Now I can't control what's going on in my life.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
I did not fall out, though.
Thank God.
But that much sugar could send you.
Quickly,
all right, here's what I learned on the show today. Don't ask him for any help on social media. Don't ask him to share anything. Mm-hmm. Don't ask him to vote for your kid. He doesn't give a damn, okay?
I don't.
So leave him the hell alone.
Leave me alone. Let me live my life for the love of St. Peter.
He's just trying to be on social media to be social and left alone.
Uh-huh.
You got that?
For my own clout, not yours. Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.